Once again, my friends, Merry Christmas. It's always such a beautiful service that we have here on Christmas Eve. And I have to say that I'll miss being with you for the wonderful candlelit night. But I hope that you can embrace, as you have your own practice for Christmas Eve, and regenerate that feeling that we have as we're together. So I'm going to ask you to make sure that you have a candle ready for later on in our service, for we will have a candle lighting in which you can participate as well at home. So make sure you have a candle and stay tuned. It's going to be a lovely evening. In those days, a decree went out from Augustus Caesar that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration and was taken while Quirinius was governor of Syria. All went to their own towns to be registered. Joseph also went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to the city of David called Bethlehem, because he was descended from the house and family of David. He went to be registered with Mary, to whom he was engaged and who was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for her to deliver her child. And she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in bands of cloth and laid him in a manger, because there was no place for them in the inn. In that region, there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flocks by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among those whom he favors." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us now go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us." So they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the child lying in the manger. When they saw this, they made known what had been told them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured all these words and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen, as it had been told them. And so, depending upon which version of the Christmas story you read in the scriptures, the other one that is comprehensive, let's say, is in Matthew. And that's where we get all the players. If we look at Matthew and Luke, we get all the players in the Christmas story. The wise men were magi or holy men. They were astronomers. They were seers. And they knew that something was occurring that was unusual. They looked into the sky. They saw the star. What's amazing, my friends, is I hope that on Monday night you were able to go out and see the conjunction of Saturn and Mars making what is called the present-day Christmas star. It hasn't happened for hundreds of years, and it won't happen again in our lifetime. So I hope that you were able to see the conjunction of these planets. So does this take away at all from the childlike story of a star that suddenly appears over Bethlehem? Does it make any sense to us that three men who were sent out on one journey changed their minds and took the other journey toward the star? That they just happened to have with them great gifts to bring to this child, going on faith alone? Does it make sense that there were shepherds in the fields that were suddenly, accosted by angels? Can you imagine what that would have been out in the dark with the sheep, and suddenly the angels are showing up, a whole bunch of them, and saying, go here? Do you wonder why Joseph didn't make a reservation in advance, going to the city to pay his taxes, and there wasn't any place for them to stay? And so they end up in a barn. And the animals that were there, including the donkey, which makes an appearance later in the life of Jesus, does it make sense that they would be there watching over this birth? As the mother of twins, I really can't imagine giving birth under those circumstances at all. And so what we have to do when we look at the story of Christmas is to look at what all of these characters and what this story represents to us. We have so many elements if we look at the meaning underneath the words. We have so many elements that come together, and they're part of us. We have the natural phenomenon of celestial bodies moving around in the universe, and apparently a natural phenomenon that we were able to experience as well. Two planets closer together than they've been in hundreds of years that create something we haven't ever seen. The wise men, on faith, they took a different course. And they went to see something that would normally not be important to them. But they listened to their inner voice, and they went to Bethlehem. They were the mighty ones. They were regal. In contrast to the shepherds, humble, probably not educated. So they all converge in a humble and lowly place where one of the most important men in history was born. The animals were there, and I like to think of them in some metaphysical interpretations. There are a lower nature, but if you're an animal lover like I am, like most of you are, if Facebook is real, and Instagram, then the animals represent an innocence and a love that cannot be matched. And I like to think of them keeping their peace as this young mother labored to bring a child into the world. And then there's Mary herself. Not a very comfortable journey she'd made being that pregnant, probably on a donkey, riding through the desert. And her betrothed, Joseph, still wondering at the mystery of what was going on, and loyal and protective of Mary, doing the best that he could to provide for her. Doing the best that he could to welcome the divine. And so the story is sweet and familiar, and it's been told in so many ways. And it's been represented in how many nativity sets have you seen? And so, if we look at it as a whole, everything about humanity is represented in that one little tableau of Mary and Joseph and the child, of the lowly barn with the manger, which would be like a little trough, the animals, the shepherds coming in wonder because the angels had talked to them in the middle of the night, and the wise men who knelt before this young mother and this babe, bringing gifts of great value because they knew something special had happened. And so, beloved, it doesn't matter if you believe the Christmas story or not. It doesn't have to be a literal story. It doesn't have to be. It can be whatever you determine that it is that speaks to you. You get to decide the precious glory of the story for yourself. That's the freedom that we have as spiritual explorers, is to see this story and not get caught up in the literalness of it, but to let everything be a part of us, to let all of those characters and the setting and the magical night be this night, today, in our time. And so those of you that are parents, once you've got the littles off to bed tonight and you finish putting together toys, once you've got Santa's milk and cookies set out, those of you who are in the twilight years of your life, you might turn in a little bit earlier than those busy parents. Whatever your life is, take a moment and remember that all those many, many years ago, centuries ago, something happened. And it changed the world forever. And on this night, something is happening within you. It doesn't matter how long you've been on the spiritual path. The birth of the Christ is an ongoing experience. More and more every day, with every prayer, every intentional moment, every opening of our heart, every softening of our ego, the Christ is born anew. So remember that. And if you have a moment, step outside and imagine what it was like. I wish you a beautiful Christmas. And the night that we go into tonight leading up to it, I hope it is peaceful and profound for you. Let something happen. And now as we move into our meditation, I'll invite you just to hold a place of peace in your heart. And later on in his life, you know, Jesus taught that we should become as little children, not to put aside our wisdom and our knowledge and our life experiences, but rather to let ourselves be innocent and teachable. Can you do that this night in your meditation? Can you just let the living spirit expand you? Let it raise the energy in your body. For this moment, let it calm the busyness of the season and the tasks to be done. Let it soothe any sadness that you have for not being able to gather with others that you love. For as we spoke about last Sunday, nothing can disturb the calm peace of your soul. Just breathe, beloved. And if you happen to have children anywhere near you, look for a moment into those innocent eyes and remember that those same eyes live in you that can look upon the world with wonder and joy and innocence. Remember that you can be wise and humble. Remember that the reason we celebrate this holiday every year is so that we can go back to the beginning. When the world began to change, it would never be the same again. Because we live, and we study, and we remember, that wonder lives today. Be not afraid, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, beloved. I open my eyes to you now to remind you that this season we've celebrated hope and faith, joy and peace, and now love, all the very best qualities of us. We love that about ourselves and about each other. I love that about you. And we reflect to each other the wonder and the joy. Beloved, count your blessings tonight. For had not something happened all those many years ago, we might not be in a position to love each other the way we do. Because the master teacher was born. My heart is with your heart. My highest and best thoughts are with yours. The light of this night burns in me, it burns in you. And truly then we are not apart. We're all together. Expand your heart out to your spiritual community. And with love, whisper a quiet little Merry Christmas. And to friends and family that are far away, extend that reach. Merry Christmas. Peace be with you, now and forever. So it is. Amen.